It's National Auto Care's Fixed Ops 5, an APCO Holding Brand podcast, powered by Passion, with your host, Corey Smith.
Welcome to Fixed Ops 5. I'm your host, Corey Smith, National Fixed Operations Training Manager with National Auto Care. Today, I'm being joined by Walt Burns, Regional Performance Manager. Walt, welcome to Fixed Ops 5.
Oh, thanks, Corey. Very excited to be here.
I am super excited to talk about this subject because we've touched upon it a few times in this podcast about the RV industry and where you're the master of the RV space and an expert in it. We're going to really talk about this topic, which is setting the service team up for success. But really, before we get into this episode, Walt, can you give our audience a little bit of background about you, where you started from, and what got you to this point in your career today?
Absolutely, and thank you. I've been in our industry in general about 30 years now, and I had worked for a subsidiary of Ford Motor Company back in the 90s, and back in basically somewhere in the very late 90s, 98, I believe it was. APCO Holdings, that's us, Automobile Protection Corporation, was acquired by Ford Motor Company. And that opened up some really cool doors for me, where I was able to then help focus on the Trustmark brands, is what Ford called them, was Mazda, Jaguar, Land Rover, and Volvo. We were the OEM provider for all of those manufacturers while we were owned by Ford, which was just a lot of fun. Met some fantastic people and dealers. And then to kind of move forward a little bit, somewhere closer to 15 years ago, I started working with some of our recreational vehicle dealers here at Easy Care. The time went on. I ended up then becoming focused strictly on working and supporting our recreational vehicle channel as now the RV brand manager. And that experience over the last several years has been extremely rewarding also. The RV industry is unique. It's different. It's than the automotive industry, not that dramatically different from a overall business standpoint, but you know, our recreational vehicle dealers are really trying to sell fun. So the atmosphere is a little more upbeat at sometimes, a little less pressure. And of course, everyone still has the same objectives as far as driving revenue to their bottom line, but it's been very rewarding for us to be working with and supporting now, a few hundred RV dealers in the country.
Right. Okay. Well, that's great. And I think this episode is right up your alley, setting the service team up for success. Why is the service department important to the success of the RV dealership?
That question is just extremely timely, Corey, now, based off of the fact that our industry, the recreational vehicle industry, during the COVID pandemic, during the pandemic, those 2 years, experienced, as a lot of businesses did, this amazing surge in retail sales. As a matter of fact, the record of all time retail unit sales in the RV industry happened in those 2 years, 21, 22, basically part of 20. So anyways, the profits and the revenues, our dealers literally had the best performances in their company's histories during the COVID pandemic retail sales surge. The dynamics now are dramatically different. Sales have completely normalized, which have fallen off about 20-25% now year over year, and our dealerships are having to readjust, get back to basics basically from a sales perspective. But now, more importantly, service department and the service revenue and the ability for our dealers' service departments to create as high of an absorption ratio and cover their fixed expenses are more important than ever. So we're really hammering down now to help our service departments be as successful as possible.
Wow, that's great. Okay. So one other question I have is, when should the customer be introduced to the service advisor or service manager in this process?
Really a very clear roadmap to success with our dealers. And really at the end of the day, our top performing dealers ensure, and this is to some extent a non-negotiable process from the sales and finance teams, but literally every customer, that retail customer that the dealership has during some part of their road to the sale and purchase experience must be introduced to the service team. So literally the salesperson, maybe even a sales manager, while there's some downtime during the delivery, introduce every customer to the service department. And that creates a lot of opportunity. Of course, just the introductions, the contact information, the basics are very helpful. But then the customer has a little more of a better understanding of what the factory warranty consists of on the purchase of that recreational vehicle. And what that also does is opens up the fact that the limited factory warranty is quite limited and enhances the value proposition of an extended service contract where we come into play to help the dealership. So it's nice to just set that very soft setting of the service department and then the benefits and potential exposure of the factory warranty being quite limited on the RV industry. And then the second piece of it also is a lot of our customers, and like we are very visual oriented. And so seeing is really believing. I mean, there's so much going on. You've got carpentry work going on. You've got plumbing. You've got electrical work. So there's a lot going in and the customer kind of gets that, oh, wow, kind of feeling like there's very high probability I'll be coming back to see my service team. So sorry about the long answer, but we've got to have every customer go back to see the service department on every delivery.
Yeah, and I think it makes sense. And in some RV dealerships that I've been to, I've been to some that, you know, the sales department, the parts and service were really, really close to each other. And then I've been to some RV stores where they're separate buildings, right? Mm-hmm. So that's got to be a huge undertaking. So I think if you're an RV dealership and you're listening to this podcast, understand what your makeup is, what your map is at your dealership. But what Wall is saying here is introducing the customer every facet of the business. It's not just sales, right? It's everything. What is the best practice for setting the customer's first service appointment?
But we've found out over the years that another best practice is while we're actually introducing the customer to the service department, right then and there, hey, while we're here, folks, let's go ahead and take the liberty of setting you up for your first follow-up appointment. It's a great segue to be able to get the customer to say, hey, listen, you're going to go out, you're going to take advantage of your recreational vehicle, you're pumped up. It's very likely over the first 3 or 4 camping trips that you'll take with your friends or family, a couple things just happen. So that way we'll set you up let's say 3 or 4 months down the road to come back in. You'll be on our schedule. Everything will be smooth and we'll take care of any initial problems that you might have. So that's worked out really well.
Yeah. And I got to think that, you know, in the automotive space, we've talked about this forever, I feel like, is retention, right? Retention, retention, retention. Get that customer to keep coming back. Now I feel like the RV space is trying to play catch up on that, especially with when COVID hit and everyone decided, hey, I can't travel to Mexico, so let's go out and buy an RV, right?
Exactly.
Let's do what Walt said, and let's go have some fun. Let's go outdoors and have some fun. We're selling fun here, right? So not only are you selling fun, but now you've got an influx of customers. And like you said earlier, you've got technicians that are, well, they have to know everything, right? They have to be builders. They have to be great with AC work, heating, plumbing, engine, so all that stuff comes into play. So now the RV space is at a really good space where they can take advantage of this influx and treat that customer and give them that experience of not only fun, but hey, we're just as aligned as the automotive space that you're dealing with on a regular basis. You drive your auto in, the service advisor walks around your vehicle, they take care of it, they give you a report on other things that your RV may need, right? Then you go that circle of life, you buy a new RV, they bring you back, they make your next service, they make your first service appointment. All those things are perfect, right? So now that we've done that, right, what are the best tools that the dealers have to bring the customer back in for service? So the customers come back that first time. How do you keep the customer coming back to you time and time again?
Our dealers have a variety of strategies. They're incredibly creative. Whether there's some kind of retail customer discounted labor rate or that they provide versus customers that are just traveling and having services performed at the dealership, some discount to entice them to come back, or maybe a parts and accessories discount is also an enticement for our customers to come back. But Corey, what we found here now that you know, I'll just keep using that warm word, normalized, that business is really kind of getting back to like the 2018, 2019 experience that we've had and went through. We've had a really good luck in the last 6 months with sitting down with dealers and their fixed ops team and basically designing a prepaid maintenance plan where it's something we can discuss and build really great value for the customer on some basic services, maintenance services that they're going to have to take, they're going to have to complete regardless to ensure that their factory warranty stays valid and is in the extended service contract stays valid. So there are these maintenance related items that by designing a really price point sensitive prepaid maintenance plan that gives the customers value of the plan because it's a discounted services pricing of the services. They can trust the loyalty of the service technicians there at the dealership. And they've got the peace of the mind that when they purchase these prepaid maintenance plans, they're basically locking in the cost of those services that will very likely be more expensive 2, 3, 4 years down the road. So we're really seeing some quick traction in that service loyalty by using a prepaid maintenance plan because the likelihood of those customers coming back and taking advantage of those prepaid maintenance services is very high. So that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I got to think that all customers love a deal, right? You know, a bargain, rewards. You know, I'm a huge advocate of a rewards program. Mm-hmm. You see it in every walk of life now. I mean, I go to the grocery store. If I buy enough groceries, I get a certain percentage off. Or if I buy my groceries on Tuesday, I get 3 times the rewards, right? If I buy enough Starbucks, I get a free coffee, right? All those things are great. Mm-hmm. So that prepaid maintenance is helping with that retention. So you're saying that's a really good tool to keep that customer coming back over and over again, right?
100%. I'd be remiss if I didn't at least mention the fact that we've just got nice hard data that also shows that the customers that understand the value of investing basically in an Easy Care RV service contract, and that's a very high percentage at our dealers, by the mere fact that they actually purchased that extended mechanical coverage, that also gives them that peace of mind, like, hey, I've got this just fantastic exclusionary level extended service contract. So if something's going on crazy mechanically with my vehicle, either the factory warranty is going to take care of it or Easy Care. So that also drives that service loyalty.
Yeah. I mean, because it's a house on wheels, right?
Without a doubt.
And to have that retention tool to keep that customer coming back, that added value, like you said, with that protection, whether the factory is going to take care of it or Easy Care is going to take care of it, those two things really give that customer a great experience. And that's the other thing that will help keep them coming back as well. That's an organic tool, I guess, if you will. What are the numbers that you have for this? Do you have any analytics that go around this retention tool, this prepaid maintenance?
Actually, I do. And it's kind of easy. We can look at it from an... I don't know if inverse perspective is correct or not, but we have the exact data on customers that, number one, take advantage of those prepaid maintenance services. So we see that data, they're coming in. Let's say our plans generally call for the customers to take advantage of once or twice a year, either a winterization or a dinner de-winterization package to come in and have their vehicles prepared. So and then there are customers that, whether they're traveling or they're can't get back to the dealership to have those services performed, they miss those services. We call that breakage, where, oh, by the way, we do return those dollars set up for those services back to the dealership. But regardless, our breakage rate, the customers that miss those services are like 10% range. So you look at it, again, flip it around a little bit, about 90%. Of the services that are built into our customers' prepaid maintenance plans have those services performed at the dealership.
Wow.
And Corey, I should have mentioned this earlier also, is that the prepaid maintenance plan is absolutely also designed to, hey, folks, you don't owe us a dime. All of these maintenance-related items are taken care of in your prepaid maintenance plan. But while you're here, our technicians took the liberty of doing a thorough inspection of the vehicle, and we found a couple other things that you might want to take care of here while your vehicle's in for your prepaid maintenance services. And see, those upsell items are retail customer pay items. That's also driving more service revenue.
Yeah. And I like that. That's the other thing. If I'm a customer and I have this prepaid service, when Walt comes to me and says, "Hey, Mr. Smith, we found these other items," I'm more apt to take care of those other items because I'm not coming out of pocket for this service that I'm already doing, because I already paid for it. Right.
Exactly.
So that's a great mindset. And really the service advisor really needs to be honed in on that, that even though the customer is here for X, Y, and Z, that our job is to give the customer the full report of their RV, good, bad, or indifferent, right? How should an RV dealership set the right expectation for service delivery?
Well, it ties in with our first couple of items that we discussed earlier about making sure every customer gets introduced to the service department, making sure we set the first appointment for the customers 3-4 months down the road after they've had fun on a couple of trips. And then during that same discussion and opportunity and introduction, it also allows the service writers, and our service writers are dynamite. They also can share with the customer that, you know, it's a little different dynamic in the RV side of scheduling service appointments, and that frequently our dealers can be honestly months out on repairs. I mean, it can be that crazy at times. So then they can share with the customers the importance of, you know, getting in touch with us early. Our dealers always prioritize their customers and any customers that are traveling and have an emergency repair that aren't one of their retail customers, to, you know, try to take them care of them as quickly as possible. But at the end of the day, having that customer understand, listen, we could be honestly a couple months out here. Let me just set the right expectations of, you know, we will get to as quickly as possible. But again, it might be 30, 45 days. So that whole introduction into the department and then setting those expectations is the best practice.
Okay. I like that, because that is, you know, kind of segue to what we teach the automotive side of it is, if you've ever gone to a dentist's office, right after you get out of the chair and you get the packet of goodies, you pay your bill, the next question that person behind the desk asks you is, "Walt, here's your appointment 6 months from now. You, Walt, have no idea what you're doing 6 months from today, but guess what? You put it in your calendar and you show up," right? Would it be a great idea for the RV service department to almost do that, so their customers aren't waiting months when they need to get in, if they can do that?
Yeah, Corey, I love that. Yes is the answer. And that I'm also just kind of tying that back to our prepaid maintenance discussion, where they know they've got a plan with and the dates for those maintenance services are set on their prepaid maintenance plan, but they've got a couple months flexibility to come in and take care of those services. But again, it's a date on a calendar, on a schedule of their plan that said, "Hey, remember, you know, by June 30, we need to get back into XYZ dealership." So yeah, that's a great idea. I'm going to steal that from you.
That's okay. It's free for you, Walt. And I think that's a great way to ask the customer to really think ahead, because the downside is, if you don't make this appointment, you could, when you do need us, we could be telling you you're 60 days out. And I don't want to tell you that, right? Your time is valuable and you bought this from us. We want to, you know, get ahead of that curve. So we'll see you in 6 months. Looks like you like Tuesdays, right? At 9 o'clock, right? Drop it off. And we'll set all the expectations from there. But I think that's a perfect way to give that customer a better experience, right?
Agreed.
So how can an owner / GM or service manager really unlock the full potential of the service department?
You know what? There's a lot there. A couple things I've got off the top of my head was, you know, there's clearly the best practice at our dealerships, and where our dealerships are performing the highest in all areas, is where there's a open line of communication between the sales, and I like to call the finance department the business department. So the sales, the business department, and the service departments, where everyone understands that those customers that invest in and protect their recreational vehicles and protect their budgets with, and I'll say, Easy Care extended service contract really impacts all three departments and impacts the customer's ownership experience. And I tell you that the dollar amounts of the revenue that we pay our dealers when their customers come back in for taking advantage of the mechanical coverage in our service contract is significant. So that helps a tremendous amount. And oh, by the way, when a customer does have a mechanical repair with an EasyCare vehicle service contract, we're reimbursing that dealership, our dealership, retail dollars.
Whoa.
Yeah, retail dollar labor rate, retail labor, that's customer pay rate, right?
Yeah.
The customer pay, retail labor time, and MSRP on parts. So it's literally a customer pay transaction.
That sounds like a Vegas's term of win-win-win, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, another little piece that we get involved also, Corey, on the service side, to kind of enhance the revenue opportunity in the service department is our eligibility guidelines at EasyCare are quite aggressive when a customer can actually purchase a coverage, actually go back 20 years.
Wow.
So we've got service writers that are really savvy enough. And hey, listen, they get incentivized for this. They should. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I see where that you don't have our EasyCare coverage on your recreational vehicle. And gosh, by only a little as an inspection that we perform here to make sure everything's running correctly mechanically, you're still eligible to purchase the service contract. So we're actually getting some activity. We like to call this the service drive sales program. But, you know, hey, listen, a few grand in profit. And oh, by the way, you've got a customer now more loyal to come back to the dealership for those repairs is a nice added piece. I'm not going to call that unlocking the full potential. But again, we're still going to try to make, you know, something happen there.
Yeah, that's part of the key. I think, you know, when you do something like that as an advisor, because that's where I came from. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're telling me the customer has it. I'm going to get paid like the customer's paying it, but EasyCare is paying the bill. And if I have a customer that didn't buy their recreation vehicle from us, I can see if they're eligible. If they are, I present them with this, they buy it, I get paid for selling it. And guess what? When they come back 6 months or a year later and use it, I get paid again.
There it is.
You must be like the king when you show up to these RV dealerships, right? Everyone loves you.
Hey, listen, and I hope so, number one. But number two, we totally get the fact that a lot of writers are just out of their mind busy. And, you know, the priority is taking care of the customer. But when things do slow down and we've got a little checklist and you know, we've got our brochures out there and even a customer says, so what's this EasyCare all about? You know, oh, yeah, hey, folks, let me just tell you a little bit about why this is important for our customers. It helps. You know, one last thing, Kevin, I just wanted to mention also was, I'll say, unlock the potential of the service departments. A lot of our dealers and service departments are always looking for staff, always looking for people. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, that's been a challenge. Gosh, it's been a challenge, it seems like, in our country for the last few years.
Yes, it has.
And we have, and we're very proud to have a complimentary EasyCare recruiting platform for our dealers. And it's literally a complimentary for our dealers where we can customize a job posting description for an employee at a dealership. Let's just say a technician or a service writer, a service manager. And we have a very efficient way of posting that onto virtually all of the job boards, whether it's regionally where the dealership's located or nationally, or some folks we've found are even relocating back to a certain town and they pick up these job postings. But our EasyCare recruiting platform has done a nice job of getting at least qualified people back to our dealerships. And listen, the whole hiring process is still the dealership's responsibility, but it's kind of cool that we can help, you know, create opportunities for more people to work at the dealerships through our recruiting platform.
Yeah. And that's being a true partner, right? That's not just bringing in a widget saying, hey, here's some donuts, have a great day, everybody, right? You're providing value. You're providing employees, you're providing the customer to keep coming back. I mean, that's three tool right there. That's great, Walt. We're right up against the time, but
sure.
Before we end this podcast, what are your three takeaways from this episode in your mind that a service advisor, an agent, someone in leadership at the dealership can take away from this episode?
Yep, I'd have to say number one, really getting everyone's commitment that that for all practical purposes, it's a non-negotiable business practice at the dealership that every customer, we always say the 300% rule, like 100% of the customers, 100% of the time, 100% of the product, but literally 100% of every retail customer must be introduced to the service department. Mm-hmm. And then all of the other things that we've already discussed take place, and the customer's experience just is enhanced by, you know, tenfold. I mean, you've got to do that every time. It sounds something basic, but it's a non-negotiable. That's job one. Number two, from just a service loyalty and customer repeat loyalty, that prepaid maintenance plan, I'd like to just really say again that I see it now working. I see customers coming in satisfied. They've taken advantage. They've locked in the cost of maintenance and repairs. They're in a schedule that gets them back into the system and the dealership conveniently. So that prepaid maintenance plan could really be quite an asset for the dealership and the customer. We're always focusing on the customer. And then lastly, Corey, I really believe, you know, from an extended mechanical coverage standpoint, you know, an EasyCare recreational vehicle service contract, in the ability, and any dealer that is using any other provider, I would just say that make sure that provider, when there's a mechanical repair that's going to be done at your dealership, that the provider, number one, is going to reimburse you your retail customer pay rate using the retail labor time. And the guides aren't very, there's not very many on the RV side. There's RVDA, there's Spader, but the retail time, as you know, Corey, that's where the money happens for the technicians. You got to get the labor time. And then, of course, MSRP on the parts. And oh, by the way, I just want to add really quickly, please, is that we've launched here now a couple of months ago our ability for our dealers now to have an online claims portal. So the service writers don't even have to talk to us anymore. So, but you know, long story short is that extended contract, vehicle service contract, is critical, and it really makes a difference on driving revenue to the dealership and the customer's ownership experience. And I think those three items could really make a big difference on really giving that service department everything that they need to be successful.
Yeah, that's well said. Thanks for sharing those three takeaways, Walt. If you want to deliver a legendary customer experience that keeps the customer coming back to you and encouraging them to invite their family, their friends into your establishment, then you've caught the gold standard customer service vision. Do you want a more cohesive team that delivers a higher level customer service that will result in more revenue for your dealership? We provide the tools, knowledge, training needed to unlock that potential of your dealership. For more information on this topic and others, or to submit a question, or to be a guest on the show, feel free to send me an email, csmith@apcoholdings.com. Walt, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode. And this will be my last question as we close up. Will you please come back?
Boy, love to, and thank you very much. Enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to National Auto Care's Fixed Ops 5 with Corey Smith. Powered by Pasha, be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes released on the 5th and 20th of every month.